chatting with Andrew Henderson after today's home defeat to Wakefield, 50-6. Well, it was a strange one anyway, because we set off really, really well. I suppose it's a sign of a good team that they held us out, but the first 10, 15 minutes, we matched them in everywhere. We looked good.
Yeah, I thought it was a great start from us. I thought it was really, really encouraging. I felt we came out, we showed some real intent and purpose in our actions, both defensively and with the ball, and I thought we showed really encouraging signs with the ball in particular. You know, we asked a lot of questions of that Wakefield side, and we actually put them under some pressure. And we were unfortunate not to score. Like I said, it took some great defending and last ditch defending from Wakefield to stop us. But I thought it was a wonderful start from us. And then it just turned when we conceded that first try, which, if I'm honest with you, Paul, I didn't think was a try. I felt they were offside at marker, and you know, Brandy didn't have a chance to even pick the ball up, and he has his arm knocked, and you know, they call it play on and they score from that error. But I think that was a tough one against us, and then unfortunately that kind of gave them that little bit of ascendancy and a bit of momentum, as you say, and we did struggle to handle them slightly. You know, I mean, they're a good side, they execute well, and they're very clinical with the ball, and we just didn't quite have enough to be able to hold them out and stem the tide, mate. But again, I did feel there was some really good effort out there today, believe it or not. I thought we did some really good things at times defensively, but then there was other times where, and that's the difference when you're playing against a side of that quality, you have one defensive lapse where you come out of the system or you switch off, they get you. You get punished and you just can't afford it. You know, you might get away with it against a lesser opposition, but not a side as good as Wakefield.
No, they are. They're very clinical. I thought, the scoreline probably don't reflect. I thought there was a lot of effort from a lot of York players today. Depleted ranks, and I thought a lot of people put a shift in.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we make no bones about it. You know, I think we were chatting off air before. You know, we had at least probably 9 of our starting 17 missing today. I mean, that's, any team would do it tough, you know, let alone playing against a full-time team in Wakefield with the quality of, Super League and international players that they have at their disposal. So, we are doing it tough at the moment. And it's been a common theme for this first month, really, Paul. You know, we've had anywhere from 7 to 9 out each week. So, and it's disruption to certainly our pivotal players. But again, it's not an excuse for some of the levels of performance that we've seen from us early in this season. Even though we have troops down, we still expect a bit of a better level of performance. And we haven't quite got that just yet, but I also understand I'm realistic in knowing there's been some factors that have contributed to that, but we will take full responsibility for the results and for the performances at stage. But ultimately we can't change what's gone on. You know, that's what's happened in that first month. We just got to focus now on working smarter, working better and looking to deliver a better all-round performance as a team next week against Bradford at home, and as we start to get some consistency in our performance, those results will come.
We'll pick up on a couple of what I thought were positive today. In fact, I think he's been our best player this season so far. I think Atta's, you know, proving his worth, and you know, we all know his pedigree and how good he is, and he's really shining at the moment in a team that's, you know, not got a ton of confidence.
No, I thought he was brilliant today. I thought every time he had the ball he looked a threat, didn't he? I thought he really challenged that Wakefield side today. He looks great on the ball, and even defensively he put himself about, and I thought he was great today, Atta. I thought him. I thought Jacob Gannon on his first game for the club today, I thought stood up well, you know, considering he'd only had 2 training sessions with us this week. He went in, started in the middle, and then obviously when we lost Ollie Field, we put him out there into that left edge back row, and I thought he did a tremendous job. So, because he hasn't had a lot of game time this year as Jacob, so, you know, he's not like he's coming to us match fit. Yeah. You know, he hasn't been playing regularly at Lee, and he's come off the back of a little bit of an injury I think he sustained when he went on loan to Swinton. But I'm really pleased with his contributions today to the team, and hopefully he'll continue to grow in our system as we move forward. But again, there was plenty of effort out there. The middles did a pretty good job defensively for large parts, but there was some good scramble stuff D from us at times. You know, I know the scoreline doesn't really probably reflect that, but I do think there was a lot of effort. We just lacked that bit of quality and cutting edge when we needed it with the ball, and just defensively at times I felt we may have had 2 or 3 really good contacts and tackle management, but then the one that we lost, just their speed and their awareness to pick us off there was good. We had a few issues on the edges, particularly on our right edge today, where we just weren't quite on the same page, you know, out there on the edge. So that probably hurt us a little bit too systematically. But I'm not I'm not whinging about it. It's we are where we are. We've got what we've got, and I thought the lads tried their best today for, you know, what was always going to be a tough afternoon for us.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, again, we've touched on it, that, you know, they're so clinical. That's the thing. A team like that, a lot of other teams, they wouldn't have taken them advantages, but you know, they are very clinical, very quick.
Yeah. Well, they're a Super League side, aren't they? At the end of the day, look. Yeah. Every one of those guys are Super League, well, pretty much Super League players.
Yeah.
They still train full-time like a Super League operation. They're just basically a Super League team in the championship. That's the facts. So.
Yeah. So, another tough one because they're playing quite well at the moment.
Yeah, they are.
But it's Bradford next week.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier, mate. But it's not an easy competition, as we know. It's a tough comp. And, you know, there's a lot of good teams, a lot of good players. And if you're not at your best, you get beat. Simple as that. We haven't been at our best for 4 weeks now. You know. And we've been beaten. Yeah, so the fact that we need to turn it around and turn it around quickly, you know, in terms of getting some, just getting some good performances together. You know, that's been the problem. We've been good in patches, but not consistent enough for long enough periods in a game to earn results.
Yeah. Okay. Look forward to next week. Keep the positivity going. There's a lot of people still behind the club.
Yeah, I know that, mate. Listen, I think our fan base are great. You know, I think there's such a, you know, really sort of respectful and supportive fan base. I know they're hurting, mate. We're all hurting. It's not great. You know, we want to be winning games, but the reality is we're not. But, you know, we won't be leaving any stone unturned, and we'll be certainly doing our best to turn it around so we can get some smiles on dials.
Yeah, real great stuff. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.